you know, the person that's generally speaking healthy. I think that once it affects your quality of life and your, you know, your activities of daily living, then you should see somebody. Because there are a lot of treatments out of there, and certainly there are many non-invasive treatments out of there that are common and easy to do. Physical therapy, take an anti-inflammatory, Tylenol, maybe lose weight. Some of these are short-term treatments, and some of these are longer-term treatments. But I think getting on the right track early is a very, very good idea. And then for the, you know, other smaller portion of the population, the red flags would be, you know, the night sweats, the rapid weight loss, the sickness, et cetera, that might be a harbinger of some more, you know, some kind of a deeper problem, such as cancer, et cetera. Because we know that oftentimes with people that do have a history of cancer, it does spread to the spine column very frequently. So I think those are a red flag that's a little bit separate from the general population, but certainly something that should be on certain people's radars.
So, you know, for, say, the folks that come through your office and that you perhaps perform surgery on, is there a particular pattern to those who need surgery? Like, you know, as far as the reasons that led to that point, because that's obviously, you know, you mentioned some, you know, medication versus therapy versus, you know,
sure,
just simply losing weight and, you know, making lifestyle changes. But then, you know, I assume the more extreme cases are those that require surgery. Is there a pattern to those?
Absolutely. So generally speaking, as a rule of thumb, for the average person that does not have a spine deformity like scoliosis, surgery for back pain, for a true complaint of localized back pain, is very 50-50. So surgery is very successful in patients that have nerve-related pain, meaning pain that goes down the leg, your typical sciatica, and in the arm, for example, some people get tremendous arm pain, burning, numbness, tingling in the hands, etc. Those are neurologic problems caused from either a disc herniation or a degenerative disease in the neck or back. Those patients do very, very well with surgery. People that have a chief complaint of back pain with degenerative changes do better, or at least surgery is probably equivalent to non-operative treatment. And then there's the patients that have scoliosis or spine deformity, and those patients are the exact opposite. Those patients are patients that have very severe pain and dysfunction. They get an x-ray or an MRI or a CT scan. It demonstrates their spine deformity. And those patients, when we look at the studies, do not do better with non-operative treatment. And essentially, non-operative treatment does not have any improvement on the quality of life compared to surgery, which is much more successful. So I think there's two separate patient populations. And it's just really important to separate those two patients out when you see them in the office.